Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side Open Mic, the program where you can talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, video, whatever you got there, and try to come in from a place where there's no people, you know, background noise. All right, Inner Sight, and there's a lot of talk these days about people working from home. You know, some companies like it, some don't, and some companies are calling people back, others are reluctant to call people back to the office. I'm of the opinion that it's really, everybody's different, you know, everybody's individual. Some people can work better at home, they're more comfortable in their own home, while others have to get out and go to work and, you know, they, for one reason or another, they may want to take a break from being at home. So everybody is different and individualized, and I think that's what these companies should emphasize. You know, that some people have been doing a better job from home. You know, in some ways, this pandemic has been a blessing.
Yeah, it has. It's not a blessing for somebody that we know. So please, it's something important.
What?
I have something important to tell. So please let me come in.
Open mic.
Yes. Remember Michael Tyler? And I don't know if this was his last name or not, but this kid is missing. I don't know if it's the same person. It says that I got an alert. I always get these alerts about Long Island in general. You know, weather alerts, this police alerts and stuff like this. So I get this.
Who's Michael? What's his name?
Michael Tyler Peterson.
Michael Tyler.
Yeah. A 15-year-old boy, Long Island boy, has gone missing, and authorities are asking for public's help in locating him. Michael Tyler Peterson, who goes by Tyler and is autistic, left his Sayville residence at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 29th. Okay? Suffolk County Police said in issuing a silver alert, I guess that's, I don't know what that means, but anyway, Peterson is...
you asked me if I remember. I don't know this kid.
Remember the kid who was the critic on our movie critic on our show?
Tyler's not 15 years old. What are you talking about?
How old is he?
Tyler's a grown man. He's, what, 20-something now?
Mm-hmm.
Not 15 years old.
Okay.
This is somebody
else.
That's
all I wanted to know, because I would have been freaking out if it was him. I freaked out. I got this thing, like, before I got on, and I didn't know if it was him or not. All right.
No, he's all grown up. He's not 15.
All right, good.
But what are the details? How did this child...
He just left his house. He left his house, and he's about 5'9", 155 pounds, with blue eyes and light brown hair. He was last seen
15
wearing,
years old, and he's autistic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people need to watch their children better.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but...
He said he was last seen wearing a gray T-shirt with black baseball shorts, white socks, and black sneakers, according to the police. And then they continue further.
Probably wandered off to a friend's house, most likely.
Oh, they said he may be in the Bohemia area. It's probably further.
Yeah.
Right? they sent the, they have a phone number that if somebody happens to see him, they have a picture up here. They have the 5th Squad. So do you mind if I just, I'm going to mention that phone number. It's 631-854-8552. Again, 631-854-8552. And please.
Yeah, that's a police, county, that's a county number.
Yep, it is.
All right, in a sight. And hopefully the kid will get back home safe.
Yeah.
I don't know what his...
I hate this when you know, this happens. It's very sad.
I don't know what his learning capacity is. I mean, he does he... I don't know if he gets around normally on his own.
I don't know.
There's no details about that, right?
There isn't.
Yeah.
He said he left Sayville resident, so he's a member of your area and community, so he was in Sayville around, let's see, it was around 11:30 a.m. this morning, I think. Yep.
All right, we'll try to keep you posted if we get any more information.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and yeah, people working from home, for some people it's good, for some it's not good. So it's got to be looked upon as an individualized situation. All right, Inner Sight, and let's see, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out, Big East, Akita Rescue. And last night you mentioned that nobody starved on Long Island is trying to help a dog. Any update on that?
I'll look. Give me a second. I want to see if he has a... They're just trying to raise money for a dog to get medical care. So let me see on that one.
All right. To reach nobody starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085 if you need dog food, cat food, veterinarian care. So we'll see if there's an update on the ailing pup right here on Inner Sight.
Right.
In the meantime, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, buy a house, sell a house, get some new, some good information, 631-888-1186, and we thank Mr. Kennedy for his help and support. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. You know, little Tommy Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and now this Michael Tyler, evidently missing 15-year-old autistic youngster. So hopefully a safe return, and I don't know, you know, we don't know all the details of why he's missing or what happened. All right, Inner Sight around the world. How about, you got the Able News?
Yeah, Able is, okay, hold on, I just was taken off guard there. I was reading this one post that he has up over here about the dogs. So Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, the one on the service dog licensing situation and the other one on the nursing homes. You go to change.org. And put in inner sight and you'll find the petitions over there. And we're brought to you by Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. So if you need any information on the civil rights scene, I just heard on the news that Fox had something going on, some kind of civil rights.
Oh.
And somebody sued them, and they had to pay out $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, something to do with sexual harassment.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the details, but
wow.
You know, but you see something like that, that's a pretty good price
it,
tag.
It
but
is.
when you sue under the ADA,
mm-hmm.
you can't sue for that kind of money normally. Under the
yeah.
ADA.
No, you can't.
You should be able to.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, we need to change that. And
definitely.
Tomorrow we'll be giving an interview to the local papers on how Inner Sight believes that the whole thing should be treated. So we'll keep you informed about that. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition, for helping us. And some of our friends from the past, Baccaro's, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, to mention a few. And last but not least, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp.
No,
one of our friends.
It's great. They're very good. They help a lot.
All right. Inner Sight, you find the info about the dog?
Yeah, there's a few on the website that he has here, and it's fairly easy to get to. It's about helping him, you know, with his cause. He actually puts out the money first, believe it or not. Doesn't matter what the situation is, meaning he just helps, period. And then he's awesome. I just got to say to everybody, he helped my two dogs.
You know, that's good.
Yeah.
You can put out the money first if you have it.
Right. No, he has a better website now, I got to say. And he mentioned it on, Facebook. So it comes right through from there, you know.
So
website.
Is he saying what's wrong with the dog? What's the condition?
No, I'm not getting anything really for that one dog. He must have.
No.
I don't know. I have to look back again and look.
I mean,
the
I would think
gallery.
that would be one of the main points to say what's wrong with the dog. You know.
Yeah, I believe that one dog was. I'm not sure exactly now. I'm trying to remember what exactly happened. I think he was neglected, but I'm not exactly certain. And he had heartworm. He had a few different problems, but I don't remember exactly happened.
That should be clarified, I think.
Yeah,
so people
it should
would
be.
Respond better.
Oh, yeah, he has it all over this this website. He has so many things and so many images about donations. Maybe that would be there. Also, and more links, and he has, you know, stuff. I'm not in the ability to give him back for my dogs yet, but I think once I am, I want to, you know, he's been really good.
All right, Inner Sight, you need more info on what's going on with this ailing dog on Nobody Starved on Long Island. Call him, 631-484-3085. I think that's the best way to.
Yeah, it is, and I'll call him.
Find
something
out.
You'll call him. One of us will call him and find
All
out.
All right. Open
All right.
mic. Inner Sight, where you can talk about anything you want, and you know, a lot of people, believe it or not, have benefited from this pandemic.
In what way?
Just off the top of my head. How about all the drug companies?
Oh, God. They benefited more than everybody else. Seriously.
Yeah. How about the doctors in the hospital?
Oh, wow.
Look at all the money they're taking in.
How about all the research, you know, all the research labs and
yeah,
all
the labs,
the things
and
who make the equipment
and
the PPE equipment and all that.
The undertakers.
Oh, God.
Funeral homes.
When my mom was being buried, you know, getting ready to be buried, he said to me, "Relax, I'm here still. You don't have to worry about paying me right away." That's what he said. Exactly.
Yeah, well, because he's probably getting paid, who knows,
mm-hmm.
from the government.
Yeah, hand over fist, he said. You know, he was nice about it, which I thought was really cool. You know?
Well, why wouldn't he be? He's getting
yeah.
money from it.
Yeah.
But,
I still have,
you know,
like, $4,000 I owe him. Little by little.
A lot of people have benefited and gotten rich over this pandemic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and many don't even believe that it was half as true as, you know, what they're saying.
Well,
so,
I think somewhere in the middle, okay? That's just usually my stance in general. You know, it's the way I think in general. I feel that part of it, you know, was correctly representative and part of it wasn't, okay? So.
Well, the thing that bothers me the most is I'm just afraid that they haven't learned anything from this. That it's the same old, going to
yeah.
be the same old stuff.
It's going to come
if you
back.
You get another
uh-huh.
virus.
People
you know?
Should really keep in mind this hasn't been corrected, and they should really keep their masks, keep things going, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to need it down the line to cover yourself for another law.
People should do something about it.
They should.
About it. They should demand change.
Yes, they should.
You know, they should demand that the government give us the freedom of choice and let the damn
mm-hmm.
Medicaid and Medicare pay for it.
Yeah. That would be nice.
That's what they should
yeah.
do. Because many, many people could have been saved.
I know.
If they
like
would have turned to the holistic healing
That's
community.
Right.
I believe that. So there's a lesson to be learned here. The question is, will it be learned?
It won't. Not until somebody else dies again, I have that feeling. I don't know why.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with anybody dying. People have died.
More people.
It has to do with somebody with a whole bunch of money who doesn't care, who's going to say, hey,
yeah.
you know, you've got to change the system in this mm-hmm. country. That's what's going to, that's how it's going to change. Because these doctors and drug companies, they expect people to die. They know
yeah.
people are going to die. They even know the number.
Yeah, and they bank on
people.
It, too. They bank on it.
So
they
it's
really
got nothing
do.
To do. They don't care how many people die.
No, they don't.
They just care about the money. You got to get somebody who really is going to start a campaign to change this.
Mm.
You know, and learn from it. That's the thing, you see.
Yeah.
You don't learn from a situation. You're in bad trouble.
Yeah, no.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sound off about anything, just call right in and push number one, and we'll... acknowledge you, and you can speak on the air if you want that.
Okay.
All right. Anybody on the line?
Hang on. Let me check. Maureen, and we have a listener, which happens, I believe, to be our friend. So, yeah,
all right.
All right.
So Maureen is a regular caller,
mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. And
oh, and Dan.
Let's get her on the open mic. Let's see what she has to say. Open mic.
Okay, thanks.
Live, Inner Sight.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I just want to say, first of all, I hope they find that teenager, Michael Tyler, safe and well. Must be horrible to have him missing.
Of course.
Well, I don't have much. I'm still getting things done, but we're in the right direction. Things are going well, I think.
That's great.
Well, you're going to have another evaluation, right?
Yeah, by another agency. The original one that they weren't going to do it for some reason, and then we went. But then she said, you know, you can shop around, you can call others, and we did. We called the other one, and so then they called and said they'll do one on Tuesday too. So we'll see which one's best. And
now, what is explain to people, Maureen? What is this evaluation for?
Well, it's mainly to see, you know, what she'll need, like how many hours she'll need of home care, and
the amount of hours.
Basically that's it, and they'll get her home aid and her equipment that she'll need, like a hospital bed, her wheelchair, her Hoyer lift, any equipment she'll need. And
now, doesn't the doctor from the nursing home, doesn't he have to, release her medically and evaluate her, right?
Well, they have to let her already. You know, I have to laugh at this one and this. Well, every nursing home, the three of them she's been in, the doctors have always been a problem, shall we say. Or it's very hard to get to see them or talk to them. Even one time when she was in the hospital and it was the doctor from the nursing home came, we said to the lady in the bed next to my mom, watch, he'll be in, and as he's in and you're asking him questions, he'll be inching his way out. Sure enough.
That happens.
So anyway, that's why she had a toe that went gangrene and turned to Mercer. But anyway, this one in this nursing home, I have been asking to, you know, speak to her for the past 3 or 4 weeks, you know, or if she could call me. I think in the whole 2 years she's been there, 2 years next month, she called me once.
Wow.
And I wanted to speak to her. I still have not gotten to speak to her, but I believe they have all the records they need from her, too. So.
Now, you know what I'm thinking? I'm playing devil's advocate now. What I'm thinking, suppose you go through the whole thing, the evaluation, set the time, the hours, and the doctor comes along and says he or she doesn't believe that so-and-so should leave the nursing home, that she's better off in the nursing home.
I think that's already been taken care of, the doctor's diagnosis.
So the doctor already evaluated her?
In the hospital? I mean,
in the nursing
home.
Yeah. They have that, you know, her diagnosis from the doctor and everything, so they already have that, told, so. She was cute.
So they did
called.
That first, evidently, right?
I guess so, with all the other papers that they needed. She was cute before I called, and she goes, I'm very busy. I got a lot of things to do. I said, why? What are you doing? Oh, I got to take down the cards off my bulletin board. I got to.
She's so getting cuter, you know that.
She what? But Susan?
She's getting cuter, you know that.
No. She's just so cute to hear. And so I hope I'll be able to go up to the room, even whether the day she's leaving, or I don't know how they're going to work that, but they'll have to pack up all her stuff if I can't go up anyway. So hopefully it's been a long, hard, drawn-out practice, and I'm getting there, and of course, if people could answer their phone, or like a social worker, I called yesterday, and she was there, I was told, but she didn't call back. Today, she's not in, so that's like 2 days wasted again, you know?
I don't get why they do that. I really don't.
Yeah, the home, Yeah, the lady from Archdale wanted to speak to her about a couple things too, you know. So, but it's just, I mean, I'm doing my part and I'm doing other people's parts too, you know.
You should get paid.
Really, I should.
You should.
You're not kidding, Suzanne.
Well, that
happens
all the time. We have to do their job.
It happens
to
me too.
It is the truth, you know. I mean,
really,
they don't answer phones or they.
No, nothing.
You know, I mean, so. So I finally, you know, have gotten everything straightened out with what goes in what order and for the nursing home transition also.
She's on the nursing home waiver program, right?
I'm sending the applications back to them for that, and we're picking the service coordinators because she might be able to get more hours than, you know,
arts
care.
She will.
Yeah.
She will, definitely.
But it takes 60 to 90 days. But I called the girl today, and she said, you know, do the visiting nurse with the char and then, you know, still do the nursing home transition because she said that takes 60 to 90 days after you get the service coordinator.
Right.
So at least I know what I'm
Believe
doing
me,
now.
Believe me, I've been waiting. Believe me, I've been waiting longer than that. And they still, and you know what the reason why is I realized the guy who's making it the longest is the care coordinator and the person who manages the care coordinator, and you're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, and you can't get anything done. You really can't.
You know, this goes back 4 years with the service coordinators, and you picked one, and then you never heard back from it. Never.
Right.
But that was the city, so hopefully up there will be a little.
No, it hasn't gotten any better.
Now, in the past, we've heard so many bad reports about these visiting nurse service. You know, you really got to be on your guard with these people because you never know, with all these people, you never know what they're going to try to pull on you.
Oh, I know,
you know
that.
And that reflects the way the politicians operate. You know, if midstream the politicians decide that something's going to change,
right,
the whole thing could fall apart.
Right.
See, that's the danger of this.
Yeah.
You're under the guidance of the state. The state controls the whole damn thing. That's
then we move to another state, which is what we should have done in the first place.
That's true.
I don't know why the hell we're living in this state anyway, to tell you the truth, but...
Yeah, they all work the same way.
They do work the same. They really do, Maureen. I heard a lot
they
of states followed Cuomo's plan, you know.
They follow
what? A lot of states did follow Cuomo's plan, so you wouldn't get... Even some red states, so you wouldn't get out of that craziness. Anyway, so now I have something, two things. The thing that bothered me the most is that you're waiting within the way they feel about you and not the way you feel about you and your abilities to do things. You're the one who's sitting in there in your mind and your heart, and you know what you're capable of doing, okay?
That's because they have the money.
Right, exactly.
Well, the thing is, I don't know why Agewell, who we had chosen first, they weren't even evaluating her at the beginning. I have no idea what that was all about. So then she said, you know, shop around if there's others. So then we went to Arch Care. So now I get a call from the guy from Agewell yesterday. He wants to do it next week. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what their problem was in
the
first place.
Well, they want to get their cut of the money, too.
Probably.
What do you think?
Why didn't they just do it in the first place?
Because they needed some,
who knows? Maybe
you know,
they had too many other people.
That's true, too. That happened with my mom with Agewell as well. Agewell couldn't see her, and then all of a sudden Agewell came in and could see her. So it was like just a waiting list. We have, I think it's Danny, because it's just coming in as a Skype call. So you get all ones, 10 ones. So it might be Danny, because that's the way he comes on. Oh, he disconnected. I don't know why he pressed one and now he disconnected. Okay.
Okay.
That's what Danny does when he doesn't.
Inner Sight, open mic. at 213-816-1650.
I don't know why he did
that. And, you know, the bottom line with all this is you got to be very careful,
mm-hmm.
on your guard, you know. And it's a good thing you got inner sight,
mm-hmm.
behind you.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's to fall back on if needed, you know what I mean?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
you can't trust
yeah.
these people. I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, anything else, Maureen?
No, that's about it. I just can't wait till it's over and we're settled I can put all this behind me because it's really getting very...
It's been hard. Yeah.
Oh, it has been hard, and I didn't.
Are you gonna make it?
I don't know.
You're gonna get her out, and you're gonna make it.
You definitely.
Yeah, she just wants to get. I mean, yesterday it was get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. When am I leaving? When am I going home? Now today she's packing, and she.
Aw, that's cute. I gotta say.
I know.
You know, she's like probably like so happy to be able.
Oh yeah, because it's. I've got a lot to do. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I got to take the things off the bulletin board and the windows. She was cute.
All right.
I still got to move stuff. Oh, my God. But at least I know what I'm doing anyway now, so that's a step in the right direction.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk with you probably... I'm sure you'll call in tomorrow night. The show tomorrow night is reasons why people shouldn't be in a nursing home.
Oh, my. That's a nice one.
And you're going to need more than an hour for that show.
Maybe three.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night. That's the show
right.
for tomorrow.
Well, thanks, guys, for your help. Also,
no problem.
All the time. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. We'll catch up with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Inner
sight. Okay, hang up, Maureen, and recall back. I appreciate that.
You want me to hang up?
Inner sight on
call
open
back.
Mic.
Okay, all right. Okay, bye, guys. Bye, bye.
Okay, thanks.
213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night's show, as we mentioned, reasons why people shouldn't be in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow night. Thursday night. If disabled people had the money, they could buy their freedom.
I'd buy the nursing home and change it into an apartment. Sorry, I couldn't help that.
Buy, get your freedom first.
Yeah.
No, it's a nursing home. Anyway, that's Thursday night show. Friday night is the Firecracker Funnies. And we'll have some fun, and Louie will be here. Gee, I wonder if Louie ever bought any firecrackers. I got to ask him about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, Subway Series coming up this weekend. And I just got the feeling that a lot of people are going to be drunk. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
You know, stay away from that alcohol. I believe they still sell alcohol at the stadium, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no good. No good, especially if you're going to get on the subway.
Well, that's not as bad as them going in the car and trying to drive. That's worse.
Well, I don't know. One's worse than the other, but
I know.
On the subway,
horrible.
You know, you go down there drunk or you... It's easier to go up the platform.
Yeah, that too.
So, I don't know why they serve alcohol at stadiums. I'm totally against that. They shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't serve alcohol, like when you have, you know, these public things, especially when you have your kids going in there. That's what bothers me. You know,
well,
they
shouldn't serve alcohol where anybody can bring a car.
That, too.
How about that one?
That, too.
You know, where anybody can drive to, there should not be alcohol. You know, because then they're going to get in there and they got to drive home. You know, I remember a while back, I invited the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers.
Oh yeah.
On the television show. And they said to me, well, what do you want to talk about? And I said, well, I want to talk about how people can buy alcohol on the Long Island Railroad train and then get in their car.
Right afterwards.
You know, and I said to the woman, I said, what are you guys doing about that?
What'd she say?
And, oh, she got so scared and offended and, oh, we can't do it. I said, what do you mean you can't do anything about that? You know, you have to. How can you let people drink on the train and stumble into their car? You know?
Yeah.
And you see, that's why these things keep happening, because people are afraid to do anything about it. It's really, people need to change their philosophy or their mission statement, whatever it is.
Mm.
You know, because you don't let people drink and then get into their car. And I don't know why the hell the railroad serves alcohol on their trains anyway. I don't know if they still do it.
They have only one train that they serve alcohol on, and that's the, what is that name?
One too many.
Washington, Port Washington line.
One too many. Because,
well, you know why they do it? They pay for it in their taxes, I think. I think that's what they told me. They pay for it in their taxes.
They pay for it?
Yeah, they do.
What do you mean they pay for it in their taxes?
That's what they told me when I was on that train. I was visiting a friend. I went to Bayside. I was visiting my friend Alicia. You know Alicia. You know, she was.
Don't you have to buy the alcohol?
They buy it from well, yes, you do. But also, they pay for it somehow in their taxes. That's what the conductor told me.
Who, the railroad?
Yeah. The people
who are riding
the railroad pay for it somehow in their taxes. I don't know how, but they do. That's what
that
the
doesn't make
guy,
any sense.
That's why it doesn't make sense to me, but
doesn't make
you know.
Any sense, but you can damn well believe that anything that's going on with that is money. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They do it for the money. But it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You should not serve alcohol on those trains, because most people, when they get off, they don't walk home.
No.
They get in their car.
No. That's right.
And there's the danger right there.
I know.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. You want to call in 213-816-1650. And the celebration coming up next month of the Americans with Disability Act, the way Inner Sight's going to celebrate is talking to the media.
Yeah, I know.
And giving them the facts of how people are not protected.
That's true. In many ways.
And we should be.
Yeah, we should be.
They created a law that doesn't protect people.
Mm.
And there's no money behind it. So we're going to inform people and keep on informing them until somebody wakes up and does something about it.
Right.
All right. Open mic. What?
No, I just said, yeah, we're going to do that. It's really going to be helpful, you know.
All right. What is that noise in the background, that click, that clanking noise? Sounds like...
What? That's my cell phone. Every time I hit a key. Sorry. I have to use it for the show.
Why is it clanking like that?
I don't even hear it. Seriously. I don't.
All right.
Oh, guess who's on the phone waiting for you?
Oh, it's got to be Louie.
Yes, it is. Here he is.
Yeah, he's going to promote the Friday night
Right. Okay, here he comes.
Frolics.
Hey, here comes Louis.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Hey,
uh-oh.
You're in trouble.
I know who this is.
No, you don't.
No, we don't. Who is it?
This is Buffy Casalvo.
Oh, yeah?
That's not Buffy Casalvo. Who's this? You don't know who this is.
He's in big trouble.
My name... No, no. My name is Rosanna Dana.
Hey, Louie, I got a question for you. Hold on.
Oh, hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. This is Louie.
Hey, Lou. How you
doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever bought firecrackers?
Firecrackers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you buy
what?
I don't want to mess around
with firecrackers. I don't want to burn my hand.
You never bought any?
I light it up. I move back and then rocket ship right to the sky and burst.
No.
Roman
Whoa.
Candles, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Well, Friday night we're going to have, we're going to sell used firecrackers, recycled.
Yep. Firecrackers are going to light your fire and blow up.
No.
That's your
fire and you blow up, eh?
Well, you blow up and light your fire.
And come on,
right,
baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey, you know that song, the blind guy made that song.
Yeah.
Ritual
on,
by
baby,
the Doors.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Ritual down by the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
When
they
You
didn't
Live
write
is the
it.
Version of the Jose Feliciano hit.
Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah, he's the one who orchestrated that, I believe. Yeah, so what are you going to do Friday night? You got to talk about firecrackers.
Yeah.
Hey, firecrackers to the love drops.
What are you going to
say? Love drop firecrackers.
You going to sing to the love drops, huh, Louie?
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. I gotta say that. That's cute, Louie.
Yeah, I know. I got an AC upstairs in my room.
Oh, really?
All right.
That's nice.
AC in my room, but I don't want to put it too cold. I have to lower the temperature.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was good.
You would be in the North Pole over there.
I'm always in a meat locker. My husband loves it cold. He really does. I don't like that. If one day you hear somebody froze, that's me and my husband.
Louie, what's going on Friday? Give him the promo.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, I like your voice through the phone. Pretty voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Okay. Say it again, Mr. Frank Perino.
Give us the promo for Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, here, listen to this. Hello, Frank Perino and Suzanne. And we got Friday's Frolics. Make sure you turn on Blog Talk Radio at 8 to 9 o'clock on the nose. And we're going to have a good time on a Friday night. I'm going to do a fireworks funny jokes. And we're going to do Rosanna Dana. And we're going to do the Lauren Hardy, the Friendly Philosopher and Honeymoons or Sanford and Son or Jack Benny, wherever, and we're going to have a good laugh.
And Pat Cooper's
going
to sell firecrackers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get the swab also.
Uh-oh.
We can go to the swab and go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
Oh, no, I'm running.
All right, and Louie will be here.
Oh, no.
Friday night.
I know he'll be there.
On the funny, so Don't forget, 8 to 9. Inner sight.
Don't forget, I got to bring my lipstick with me.
Your lipstick?
That's
why
it.
Are you wearing lipstick,
Lipstick
Lou?
Whiskey song.
Yeah.
Hey, and you gotta sing a whiskey song.
Oh, yeah. When you put on lipstick? Okay.
Any color that kill the look, you make the love drops, but make your heartbeat goes.
Oh, is that it?
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou. We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Suzanne, you're my heart. I love you.
Aw, thank you, Lou. Take care. I'll see you on Friday, okay?
Thanks for calling in, Lou.
All right. Lou,
yeah, see you, Suzanne.
Take care, Lou.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic at 213-816-1650. You can talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. And I wonder how people feel about another stimulus. We need another stimulus.
No, that would be nice.
That's what we need now. Another stimulus to make people feel good and, so they can buy all the sales coming up. You know, you need another, you know, you really need a back-to-school stimulus in about a month.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Back-to-school stimulus.
Yeah.
They should give every parent at least $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right. $2,000. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
That the president should wake up. Hey, we were supposed to write a letter to him tonight. What happened with that?
I don't know. We could still do it.
We don't have enough time now.
Yeah. How
much time we got left?
13 minutes.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Barely enough time.
What? No, it's too late. I can't do that.
You'd have to go to the website.
Yeah, and then log on. And get
find out how to do it and all that.
Yeah, I think it would be better if we had it from the beginning of the show, and then I could just, start.
Yeah, but you didn't go to the website and let me know.
I don't think I remember. Something's going on in my brain lately.
We'll have to reschedule that. We're gonna write. As a matter of fact, maybe it's better. Maybe we'll wait till the new article comes out, and we'll send it to him.
Yeah, I think it is better.
With
That's
a letter.
True. Yeah.
And our condolences for once again for Major.
Oh.
All right. Now, what was that autistic child's name again? Michael
His
Tyler.
His name is Michael Tyler, but he goes by Tyler. Michael Tyler Peterson, but he likes to be called Tyler. He just likes to be called Tyler.
Michael Tyler Peterson, autistic, 15
right.
years old, missing.
Right. From
in Sayville.
Sayville, but he's suspected to be in Bohemia.
You know him?
No, I'm just saying it's a local. Sayville's local. I mean, I feel like...
So, What does he look like? We have a description
Yes,
of him?
He has a picture, and I'm thinking right after I'm done with you guys to send it, because it's right local, too, to you guys.
Yeah, but can you describe him?
What he looks like, yes. I can. It's kind of vague, but I could try, from the picture that I have.
Well, you said he's 5'7".
Right, 5'9". He's 155
pounds. 5'9",
about
155 pounds?
Right, and he has like this... dark brownish hair.
He's a big guy for
15. Right. Yeah. Oh, man. I got to get back to it.
155.
Shoot. Yeah. Oh, hold on.
What the color is his eyes?
Blue.
Blue eyes? What color
with
the hair?
Like a dark brown. Well, not too dark. It's like a, from the summer, a little bit streaks of blonde.
Brownish
That's
hair
what
and
I'm,
blue
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, brownish hair, yeah.
The
Here it is. I got it. No, he's a white skinned kid. let's see, 15 years old, Long Island, gone missing. Authorities from 11 a.m. this morning. Let me give you what he was wearing. That might help a little too. 5'9", 155 pounds, blue eyes, and light brown hair. Okay, I got that wrong. He was last seen wearing a gray T-shirt with black basketball shorts, white socks, and black sneakers, according to the police. Okay?
They're not saying he went to school. I think school is over.
Yeah. He was carrying a black backpack and was riding a blue hybrid-style mountain bike. He may be in the Bohemia area. Detectives are asking anyone... Sorry.
Well, they're probably out riding around trying to find...
Yeah. They're asking anyone with... to do that, to help them, but I just almost lost it. Oh, I hate this. I'm sorry, Frank. My hand's...
All right, in a sight.
if
you see the youngster, you know, be nice to him and talk quiet and don't
right.
frighten him.
No, I don't. I think he's, you know, from the picture I saw, he doesn't, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, he'll get frightened easily, but you never know, you know? Just go, like you said, slowly.
Well, if he's lost, he's going to be a little nervous.
He might be.
Easy to get lost.
Yes, it is.
On Long Island.
Sure is.
All right, in a sight, open mic. And, autistic children like to wander away.
Yes, they do.
You know, they need a little extra.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm just looking at another
help.
Post. Hold on, give me a second. I just want to make sure I have a more update as of an hour ago. Okay, let's see. Smithtown Matters, all right. They gave another alert. Let me see if there's anything. Oh, okay, they gave his address, Laurel Drive. I wish they didn't do that. Peterson White, approximately 5'9", we said that, 155 pounds, with blue eyes and light brown hair. He has last been seen wearing... a gray T-shirt, same thing.
That sounds like the same information.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like it. Yeah, Peterson, blah, 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 blah. Oh, white socks and black sneakers. He was carrying a black backpack and was riding a hybrid. That's the same thing. Okay, he may be in the Bohemia area. Detectives are asking anyone with information on Peterson's location to contact the 5th Squad. Okay? Let me give that number one more time. I gave it earlier, but let's just do it. 631-854-8552. And that's it. Okay? The Silver Alert is just a program that if somebody has a special needs and they have been reported missing, it's just to get them help faster.
Doesn't say anything about his parents or
nothing.
Guardian or anything of that.
Nope.
About that.
Nope. Nothing.
That's kind of unusual.
Yep.
Usually the parents put out a plea, you know.
Yeah, no. Let me just keep looking to see if I see any more.
Nothing about that.
Nope.
All right. In a sight. And I wonder if this kid has a dog.
That'd be nice.
At home.
That'd be nice.
Well, the dog would find him.
Yeah.
Nothing about that, huh?
No.
Because that would be one of the best ways to find him.
Yeah,
you know, go to where you believe he's...
More recently, yeah.
About, and let the dog get a scent, and, you know, it's a good way to find him.
Yeah, and just grab something old that he's worn, and then say, okay, you know, and then the command that he, you know, has put.
But we don't know that he has a dog or he doesn't. There's no information
no.
on it, right?
Absolutely none.
All right. Michael, just go home and be safe.
That's it.
If you're listening to Inner Sight by some
miracle.
Weird circumstance.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Reasons why people shouldn't be in nursing homes.
Yeah, right.
We got a whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
And more are propping up every day, every minute, every hour.
That's true.
So be with us tomorrow night, and you can call in and add your reason to it. Right here on Inner Sight tomorrow night. Thursday is our 4th of July show.
Yeah.
If disabled people had the money, they could buy their freedom.
That's true.
We'll tell you our thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And, of course, Friday is the Firecracker Funnies, so we'll have a lot of fun. On Friday, where... our friend Gabriel is going to sell used firecrackers. I don't think anybody ever did that before.
No, they didn't.
Used
fire. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. And we're on television tomorrow night, 1997. 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Altice 730, Channel 20, that's Thursday night on the Altice.
No?
Used to be, they used to call it Long Island Cable, now they changed the name.
Yeah.
So that's the television, tune us in, and we are headed back into the studio soon.
Yeah, when are we going back, you know?
Do some new shows.
I can't wait, actually.
All right, right. I want to thank the Manhattan Neighborhood Network and Altice for keeping our reruns up.
Yeah, that's nice.
We appreciate that.
That's true.
That the show is still on.
Right.
We went through the whole thing with Inner Sight still on television. And, you know, one of the nice things, a lot of those shows were very appropriate because we had a couple of them on nursing homes.
Yes, we did. Very, very appropriate.
So that helps. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank Louie for calling in, Maureen, all our listeners. Sign the petition, change.org, and the one on the nursing homes. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and we'll be with you tomorrow night to tell you why people shouldn't be in nursing homes. All the various reasons. Inner Sight around the world. And thanks to all our friends for keeping the program alive. We thank you for it. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening, everybody. Stay safe. Build up that immune system. Don't wait for the medical profession.
Right.
Do it on your own. All right. Bye-bye. my world. Inner sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.